news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The results of the Iowa caucuses are now in at 100%, and the Associated Press still can't declare a winner. When most of the outstanding data came in on Thursday and it overwhelmingly benefited the Sanders campaign, the ineffective DNC chairman Tom Perez called for a complete re-canvassing of the caucus. Though the timing appeared problematic for many of Sanders' supporters, there were potential errors and inconsistencies spotted in at least dozens of the state's 1,711 precincts. What happens next? Your guess is as good as mine. In the wake of his acquittal by the Senate, Donald Trump is acting like an emboldened dictator. His first stop Wednesday was the National Prayer Breakfast, where he waved around copies of the Washington Post with the headline, "Acquitted." But he used the historically nonpartisan event to go hyperpartisan and completely mad.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that that's not so.
Of course, Trump was referencing both Mitt Romney, who invoked his religious beliefs when explaining his decision to vote for Trump's conviction and removal.
The allegations made in the articles of impeachment are very serious. As a senator juror, I swore an oath before God to exercise impartial justice. I am profoundly religious. My faith is at the heart of who I am. I take an oath before God as enormously consequential. I knew from the outset that being tasked with judging the president, the leader of my own party, would be the most difficult decision I have ever faced. I was not wrong.
And he used the National Prayer Breakfast to insinuate that the Speaker of the House was lying when she said she prays for the president.
I tore up a manifesto of mistruths. It's very hard for us to get you to talk about the issues that we are working on, HR 3, infrastructure and the rest. He misrepresented all of that. It was necessary to get the attention of the American people to say, this is not true. And this is how it affects you. And I don't need any lessons from anybody, especially the President of the United States, about dignity. Dignity. Is it okay to start saying 4 more years in the House of Representatives? It's just unheard of. Is it unheard of for the president to insult people there who don't share his view, as well as to misrepresent, present falsehoods? Some would use the word lie. I don't like to use the word lie about what he is saying. So, no, I think it was completely, entirely appropriate. And considering some of the other exuberances within me, the courteous thing to do.
Well, then it was on to the celebration, his word, in the East Room of the White House. Speaking from the same location where Barack Obama solemnly announced the death of Osama bin Laden, Trump methodically called out some of the courageous Americans who risked everything by coming forward to speak the truth about what they knew, including Lieutenant Colonel Alex Vindman, that National Security Council aide who testified during the House impeachment hearings. And late Thursday night, we learned that Vindman will soon be informed that he's being reassigned from the White House to a position at the Department of Defense could happen as early as Friday. And if Trump's attacks on them at the prayer breakfast wasn't enough, he doubled down in front of an even friendlier audience in the White House East Room by calling Speaker Nancy Pelosi a, quote, horrible person, and derided Senator Mitt Romney as a flip-flopping Republican with no sign of principles, whose vote to convict Trump, according to Trump, was born not out of principle, but bitterness over his failed 2012 presidential bid. It should be noted that in 1999, after Bill Clinton was acquitted by the Senate on impeachment charges, he spoke for 10 minutes in the Rose Garden, where he apologized to the American people for what he'd put the nation through. There was no apology Thursday from Trump, who suggested the country should be grateful he was willing to thwart what he called tremendous corruption, evil, dirty cops. That was a reference to James Comey, and dirty politics, which he blamed on Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Democratic investigators. And if you think it's going to be business as usual, you're probably wrong. It's now Trump's Republican Party, where his Treasury Department, under the leadership of his guy, Steve Mnuchin, who has continuously refused to hand over any of Donald Trump's tax returns, has already given congressional Republicans sensitive financial information related to Hunter Biden. And that's not even the worst of it. The Department of Justice, led by Attorney General Bill Barr, you know, Donald Trump's own personal Roy Cohn, announced a new policy on Wednesday regarding politically sensitive investigations. The Reader's Digest version of the new policy announced, by the way, in a memo that the FBI and all other divisions under the department's purview must first get Bill Barr's approval before investigating any of the 2020 presidential candidates. Nothing to be concerned about there, right? 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 Oh, and one more bit of breaking news as we go to press. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit Friday morning unanimously dismissed a lawsuit filed by more than 200 Democrats in Congress seeking to enforce the Constitution's anti-corruption emoluments provision. According to the unsigned order from the judges, quote, the members can and likely will continue to use their weighty voices to make their case to the American people, their colleagues in Congress, and the president himself, all of whom are free to engage that argument as they see fit. But we will not, indeed, we cannot participate in this debate. What? See, the 12-page opinion points to past Supreme Court decisions, which the judges said do not permit individual lawmakers to bring lawsuits on behalf of the entire body, in part because Congress acts through majority votes in the House and Senate. So, this dismissal comes on the heels of a new Washington Post report that details the massive rates charged by Trump's various properties for Secret Service lodging. For instance, billing taxpayers at rates as high as $650 a night at Mar-a-Lago dozens of times in 2017, and at a lower rate of $396 dozens of more times in 2018. And at the Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, the Secret Service was charged $17,000 a month, to use a three-bedroom cottage on the property. Yes, that is an unusually high rent for homes in that area, according to receipts from 2017. And Trump's company billed the government even for days when Trump wasn't there. But Congress lacks standing to bring an emoluments case to court? And Bill Barr has to personally sign off on any investigations of any of the 2020 presidential candidates? This all leads me to ask, when do we take to the streets? Seriously. When do we stand up and stop the madness? I got the news. And that's it for What's News for today. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. It's what keeps me going and allows me to do this work. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. And when you're there, please click on that donate button.